Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.
Shepherd, promise me you'll tell them to subscribe for ad-free content.
Now, of course, getting into BTS, which you already know, we have covered a numerous amount of times, especially on Notorious Mass Effect, as if you don't know, the first time I ever got into BTS was March 3rd, 2023. But of course, ladies and gentlemen, they've been notoriously affecting the masses for quite some time now that, objectively speaking, they are regarded as the biggest K-pop group of all time. So after putting immense respect on BTS, safe to say we're going to continue to do that, as not only do they have an album coming out March 20th, not only are they going on tour as far as a world tour where 34 cities and a total of 82 shows, but of course, when it comes to the K-pop record-breaking scaling of this tour, safe to say they also have partnered with Netflix. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the company that's buying up everything. Shout out to Warner Bros. But BTS is partnering with Netflix to create a documentary titled BTS The Return that's coming out March 27th. So 7 days after the album on the album's creation. So, as far as all of these details that we're about to dive into, safe to say, the first thing we have to get out the way is, why did BTS as a collective take a hiatus? Well, ladies and gentlemen,
you guys,
I'm glad you asked. As when it comes to BTS, they had mandatory military service that they had to do because, of course, in South Korea, the military code is that for all able-bodied men, they have to serve for a certain amount of time. And of course, all seven members began enlisting for starting late 2022 to overlap and to minimize the group's absence. So basically, one will come back before the other and have their significant run as far as individually until they all finish the mandatory military service and they can come back together as a collective. As when you look at the completion by all of the members, well, by the latest member, the last member completed their service by mid-2025. So here we are in 2026, and guess what? Don't call it a comeback, but the world's biggest K-pop group is about to notoriously affect the masses. Now, with all the theatrics out of the way, safe to say when it comes to BTS and touring, they have officially announced it, you know, through their official social media account, which is like BTS_BigHit, because if you don't know, they're under Big Hit Entertainment. If you ever look at the bottom of any of their projects, it says Big Hit Music, which is a label, which is the label that BTS is under. But part of their comeback is this tour. So if you don't know, it's a full-length concert cinema broadcast. And no, before you think it's only virtual, there are in-person dates and then there's virtual dates. So when it comes to the in-person dates, safe to say it starts, I'm trying to see if I can find it. So safe to say it starts April 2026 on the 9th. So April 9th is when it officially starts. Yeah, trying to make sure I got my dates in order. At Goyang, South Korea. So that's where it all starts. They're going to be there April 9th, the 11th, and 12th. Those are in-person. And of course, hold up now. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because I'm currently putting up the in-person dates for the avid K-pop fans out there, if this will pop up. You know, I'm trying to be a W Tech guy. So these are all the in-person dates, because I was going to read it out, but of course, it would just be easier if I just show you. So Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because right now I'm currently putting up all the dates as far as in-person. So for the avid BTS fans out there, don't say I didn't warn you. You know what I'm saying? If you're saying that Dreams didn't warn you, if a BTS fan out there is saying that I didn't warn you, safe to say they are blatantly lying, as these are all the dates that BTS is going to be in person, as far as on April, May, June, and at then July for the year of 2026. And of course, you see all the dates right here. So with that being said, now I wanted to go to the virtual dates, as that's a separate event. So when it comes to the live viewing event, safe to say April 11th is when the live viewing of the Goyang Stadium show is happening. And when it comes to this, the live viewing is where the concert is broadcast in real time, or sometimes it's a slight delay for certain time zones, and it's going to be broadcasted to over 3,800 movie theaters in 80 countries. That's actually insane. So some of the particular movie chains that's included is AMC Theaters, Cinemark Theaters, Shaw Theaters, and Golden Village. Now, I'm not going to lie to y'all.
You guys.
This is one of the greatest marketing strategies that I have ever seen. Because when it comes to people being followers, especially after they see a successful marketing strategy, safe to say BTS's live viewing of their shows while the album is rolling out may be replicated by popular acts going forward. Imagine if you have an album that's coming out, right? And you want to have a live viewing for everyone, you know, but as far as the theater experience, not too many things brings them out. But we've seen that Taylor Swift has brought out people for her Disney Plus documentary that also was put in theaters for the first collab. And of course, nowadays you're seeing musicians being able to bring more people to theaters versus actual movies. So I think this marketing strategy, if successful by BTS, will be replicated by a lot of popular acts going forward. So anyways, let me get back into the rest of the live viewing dates. So April 18th is another live viewing date, which is of the Tokyo Dome show. And then March 21st, 2026, which is the pre-tour event, a special performance at the, okay, hold up now. The Gwang, nah, bro. Okay, hold on. Let me get Jarvis to read this out so we don't butcher this horrendously. Here we go. Jarvis is about to pronounce this correctly.
Guanghuaman Square.
Y'all heard that? Hold on now. Man, I don't know if I can replicate that one right there. That's a difficult one. Let's run that back.
Guanghuaman Square.
Okay, so Guanghuaman Square. Guanghuaman Square. Hey, shout out to me. You know what I'm saying? Anyways. That is happening March 21st as far as the live streaming special performance, and it will be streamed live on Netflix worldwide to celebrate the album release. So if you don't know, the album, once again, is coming out March 20th, so the day after that, which honestly, let me see what that date falls on, because you know, since it's Thursday at midnight, sometimes they get the dates wrong. So what did they say? They said March 20th. So 20th falls on a Friday. So technically, you know, if you stay up Thursday at midnight, it's going to be out. So if you stay up on the 19th at midnight, it should come out. But, you know, different time zones, things of that nature. So, So technically Saturday is actually when it's happening as far as the live viewing event that you could go to Netflix for the worldwide celebration of the album release. So once again, I think this is a phenomenal marketing strategy. I think if you're a huge BTS fan out there, well, one, you already knew we was going to cover it. You know what I'm saying? I always give my rise to, well, I'm not going to say fame, but, you know, as far as the podcast is doing pretty well, I'm not going to lie to you. And when it comes to supporters and fan accounts, one of the first time I ever got posted on a social media platform by another fan account was from a Jungkook stan. And the reason why I point that out is because just to let you know how long I've been diving into BTS and covering their immense impact on the music industry. So safe to say, when I talk about BTS, this is not just some random K-pop group that's coming back from a hiatus. Well, from a group hiatus, because individually, they've still been doing their own thing. Like Jungkook, you already know that was one of the things that people kept coming back to me for as far as the updates on Jungkook. Lately, we began into J-Hope. Who else? Let me see. V from BTS, of course. Jimin. So we've talked about the individual, and those are the, I'm not trying to diss any of the other members, but as far as individually, I think those had a better outings, especially Jungkook. Everybody was trying to jump on Jungkook's wave in 2023. If you don't remember, Lotto jumped on the wave. There's a lot of other people. Let me see if I can type this in. Jungkook. So you had Lotto. You had, I think it was, what was his name? Kid Leroy. A lot of other people was trying to jump on his wave. But regardless, you know, we basically broke that down. And of course, people enjoy that type of coverage, because at the end of the day, I do take my job seriously. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, getting to the rest of the details about the Netflix event. Safe to say, this is a huge partnership as BTS for the comeback. Partnering with Netflix shows you what type of time they're on. As when it comes to the documentary, it's going to be of the album's creation as far as the album Ari Rang. Hopefully I'm saying Ari Rang. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Ari Rang. I think I am, but you know, of course we need Jarvis to fact check that. Give me 1 second.
Ari Rang.
Okay, Ari Rang. So I kind of sent it right. So anyways, when it comes to that album, we don't know how long it's going to be. If you go to DSPs.
Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.
The preview is showing 14 tracks, but I don't know if those are just placeholders or if that's how long the actual album is. So if you're wondering how big BTS is, you already know I had to come with the analytical data, as BTS, objectively speaking, sold over 40 million albums in South Korea, by far the best-selling act in that area. Holds multiple Guinness World Records, first K-pop act to top Billboard 200. So safe to say, when it comes to K-pop, any and every K-pop artist will know, a K-pop fanatic, connoisseur, will know about BTS. So now, when you look at 167 Desangs, which is, I think, a Korean award show, most in Korean history, and amassed 105 plus million equivalent album sales globally. Now, hot take. All I'm saying is, Bad Bunny did just finish performing at the Super Bowl.
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. I ain't gonna get into all that. All I'm saying is, this is a particularly interesting opportunity for Sean Carter, aka Jay-Z. But I don't know if he's gonna pull that trigger.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
Because there's not too many artists that's on the level of a Bad Bunny. But there is one out in Korea.
Shepherd.
All right, let's get back into it. So anyways, when it comes to BTS, they're no joke. Like, their live shows also are phenomenal. As when it comes to the previous tours, Love Yourself, which is the Love Yourself, Speak Yourself tour from 2018 to 2019, had 2 million people in attendance. And as far as this is overall, right? 246 million grossed, the highest for a non-English act. So when I give these suggestions to Sean Carter, aka Jay-Z, well, one, hey, y'all bookmark this. If the Super Bowl ends up using BTS, I'm going to need my cut.
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. Let's get back to it. So, and then the other tour from BTS, which is called Permission to Dance on Stage. Like, yes, if y'all haven't seen the live really any K-pop musician in general. Jennie from Blackpink. Who else? There was other K-pop artists I was covering, but I'm trying to see who's really... Jennie really stands out. She ended up winning an Oscar for like a show she was on for best choreography. But anyways, let's get back to the overall point. K-pop musicians in general have a heavy emphasis on choreography. One of the main things, I'm not going to say it was a critique, but as far as the Bad Bunny show, him not being able to dance, of course, is not the biggest complaint from me, but comparing it to other superstar performers, I think being able to dance definitely sets you apart from the pack, especially if you have the catalog to also give a fantastic performance. And of course, you already know the visuals are going to be on point from a K-pop musician. Basically, what I'm saying is BTS, when it comes to choreography, is second to none. Really, they may be one of the best dancing groups out there that's notoriously affecting the masses. I'm not talking about a group that's not selling. I'm talking about BTS, who's out here selling out everything. And the choreography is always on point. I may, you know, have my black card. You know, they may have to survey it after this, or we have to negotiate after this. But basically, I would compare them to, like, I don't even know if a Boys to Men is the greatest comparison. But the NSYNC choreography, always on point. BTS is really one of them. Like, basically, the one of ones when it comes to choreography and dancing as a group, while also having monumental hits that the masses could at least recognize. So anyways, when it comes to the Permission to Dance on Stage tour that went from 2021 to 2022, essentially, they had limited stadium shows plus stream/cinema gross high 75 million plus online and 32.6 million as far as the cinema record. So now when you come to them having this marketing strategy once again, as far as limited stadium shows while also live streaming certain stadium shows, I think that's a phenomenal strategy that we're going to see replicated more from a lot of the top musicians. Just you watch. So anyways, when it comes to BTS and their latest upcoming album, that's Ari Rang, but when you're looking at BTS, you already know they're going to come with some type of single that's going to be very impactful. Let's just put it like that. As the way that they pick singles, I think a study needs to be done on the A&Rs in K-pop, because it seems like the A&R is just a lost cause, or just a lost art in today's age. An artist makes a song, makes an album, and they don't care what type of input comes into it. Now, big hit music is notorious for having certain overseeing or overseers while the musical or just the artist creation process is going. Because if you don't know, let's just leave it at they're very hands-on. Let's just put it like that over in South Korea. So now when you have a fantastic A&R that also has a group that's been putting out hits time and time again via your input, safe to say that it's probably going to be a trend going forward. And the reason why I say all that, to bring it full circle, is because OneRepublic's Ryan Tedder, the producer of Ari Rang, which is BTS's upcoming album, basically came out and said, quote, "I've been involved in BTS's next album quite a bit, ... I really want to say this. BTS are so amazingly talented. Honestly, it's one of the craziest things I've done in my career, period. They are amazing, period." But it doesn't stop there, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Tedder went on to say, "You're going to love it. I think I'll get in trouble if I say more. So I'll stop here." The hype that BTS is currently accumulating is well earned. It's almost as if LeBron came out and was basically like, "I'm coming out of retirement," right? He hasn't retired, but you know, it's like if LeBron retired and came back. Because once again, we're not talking about any K-pop group. BTS is the biggest K-pop group of all time. Like, objectively speaking, they are, to my hip-hop supporters out there, they are the Drake of K-pop. partnering with Netflix after a 4-year hiatus is not normal. It's because they've seen the history, they've seen the data, they know that the BTS army is what they call themselves. They're going to come out in droves to support this next album. And I've always been one of the army members, you know what I mean? Safe to say, especially my in-depth coverage of them. But whenever they do start their tour, which once again, I want to get the actual date for the first one. So the actual date for the first in-person event in Goyang Stadium is happening April 9th. Of course, the other date you need to look out for is the album, Ari Rain, coming out March 20th, 2026. And then the third date you need to know is BTS and Netflix's collab coming out the day after the album release, so it's easier to remember, March 21st. So BTS is going to have a notorious mass effect in the year of 2026, and I can't wait to see it come into fruition. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about BTS not only announcing a worldwide tour, not only announcing an album documentary with Netflix, but also announcing the release date as their, I want to get the actual number, as their fifth studio album, Ari Rain, is coming out on all DSPs March 20th, 2026.
Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to goodranchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.